It's that real shit, yo.
Butterfly in the sky.
Hey, I'm Jalen.
And I'm Jada.
Let's get it on.
And we out here in these streets.
My nigga. Reading rainbow. You think it's a game?
Hey, y'all. What's up? We back at the podcast.
Hey.
All right. So this week, we're going to talk about something I found from a book. It's this series I've been reading for a while. It's supposed to be scary, horror, thriller, whatever. But it got a little deep for a second when I was reading into it. It's called Five Nights at Freddy's. You know, if you played the game, you know. It's got a lot going on. Check it out. But I was reading one of the books from that series, and the main character in the short story asked this question. And it really got me thinking. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And the question is, do you ever think we reach our ideals? Just sit with that for a second. Because I really had to, stop reading and be like, damn, that's crazy. Let me give you a little bit more context as it goes on in the story. I'm not going to get really deep into the story, but damn. Your face. The answer to that question within the story was, I don't think ideals are actually real. I think they only exist in our heads. I mean, have you ever drawn something that was as good as you imagined it in your head? No. Have I ever choreographed something that was as good as in my head?
Nah.
No. Have y'all ever done something that was as good as in your head?
Yeah, nah.
That's crazy.
No. Like, there's no way that we can actually reach our ideals. Like, our imagination is infinite.
Right.
We can literally make up any fucking thing, but what we make up in our head is not necessarily reality.
That's gonna, like, I think we talked about it a little bit. We were talking about choreographing in one of the other episodes, but I was talking about, like, when I was doing one of the pieces and I had them, like, they were doing stuff with chairs, and in my mind, they were literally, like, walking through the chair. And it was like, Jada, they're not freaking ghosts. That's not possible. They can't do that.
That's not real life. It's our, I don't know. I mean, some people are realists, and right, they have realistic goals for themselves.
Not I.
But even once you hit that goal, there's not a moment where you're like, oh, okay, I've made it. I can stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's always going to be something else that you want to achieve, something else that you want to do, somebody greater that you want to be. There's never a moment in human existence where we're just like, oh, that's enough.
I think that's supposed to be the point, though.
Correct. That's why we have all that shit,
like,
right now.
I'm done.
What's the point of living, of being here?
Exactly.
But then there's the other opposite of the spectrum where you have unrealistic you have unrealistic goals for yourself, and you're just out here struggling, trying to attain something that is literally the unattainable because you made it up in your head. It's not humanly possible for perfection. It's
I just categorize myself as an unrealistic, but then I want to change my answer to realistic because it is realistic. It just seems unrealistic at this moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my goals are very possible, but I'm living it as if it's, like, it feels like it's not possible. But then I'm like, why not? Like, why is that not possible?
Why?
No.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot. Hold on, my mind's doing stuff, y'all. We already know this. We talk about this all the time. The goals that I want are very achievable, very reachable. But then it's like, I don't know, you get so wrapped up in the imagination part that it makes it very difficult to differentiate the imagination and the reality.
Agreed.
I've been exploring that a lot lately. Struggle between reality and imagination.
I think okay. I love TV shows. I love movies. Which we know that's one of the reasons we're besties is because we really enjoy, like, you know, that part of entertainment. So I know that I constantly make scenarios up in my head. Like, there's like a constant movie series going on. And I know that that's fake because there's like crowd applause and like the whole nine yards. Like, it's a full production in my head. But then I often am able to pick out the things that I want to be my reality. Like, I can be a super technical dancer.
Yeah.
Which I think is what you were saying earlier. Like, it's, these things aren't far-fetched, but then it comes to the, like, the way we make it in our heads, it's never really us doing the things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a different person with a different background, with a different personality who looks like us, but it's not really us. It's like the TV version of us.
Right.
It's like this person has all the confidence in the world. This person has gone to every audition.
Yeah, 100%.
This person has yada, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now they're here. So it feels unattainable because that person is... that person is not in our current realm.
Right.
And is still our ideal.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's realistic, but at the same time, we're coming from a lens that is still trying to separate who we actually are and our reality from our dream.
Right. I think that's why I struggle so much with reality.
Yeah.
I've been, y'all know I be writing. And when I be writing, I be realizing that I think I checked out of reality a long time ago. A long time ago. Like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
But I haven't actually been here. And because I haven't been here for so long, I don't know how to be here. I don't know how to live within reality. I don't know if I want to either.
It's been a rough fucking month. Damn. And it just keeps hitting. And then, like, a part of me is like, okay, is this what being an adult feels like? Hold on. Some shit just hit me just now. That was really loud, y'all. I'm so sorry.
Keep going.
But the separation from being a child and being an adult. Oh my gosh. Hold on. Follow me, camera. Listen.
I'm following.
All right. So you're young. All you have is fantasy.
Right.
Like, when you're a child, everything is interesting. You're literally exploring everything. And discovery is what drives your being.
Correct.
When you're a child. Your imagination is your entire world because you really don't know how things work, how things function.
Right.
You become a teenager and you're completely fucked up because the world is telling you to grow up and all of these things are reality, but a part of you is still a fucking child. Holy shit. Okay, so we have all these like mental breakdowns because we're trying to fight our imagination and come to reality. Mm-hmm. And then it transitions into a place where the world like beats you down so much. You're like, well, shit, I guess I'm in reality now. And then you're an adult. Because that's what it's feeling like for me right now. It feels like this weird transition of like where people start telling you, oh, you're a dancer. So what can you do with that? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to be a dancer. Oh, so like, you know, where do you work? Like, right. So are you just going to be a teacher? You're going to work in the school system? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're an artist? How do you make your money? Is that like your part-time? You know, it's just something you do for hobby. It's something you do for fun. No, nigga, that's my fucking profession. Right. I'm a fucking artist. And so you out here telling five-year-olds they can be the fucking tooth fairy. Then they become 12 and it's all of a sudden, oh, we got to find something realistic for you. It's time for you to start to, right. You know, really think about the future. Then you get to your 20s. No wonder you're lost as fuck because people have been telling you could be the damn tooth fairy.
Right. But the people ain't doing what they wanted to do.
Right. Just because you're sad and you can't, you know, you feel like you can't make your dreams come true. You weren't able to do what you want to do. Why are you trying to break us teenagers and 20-year-olds down? Yes, I'm still putting myself in that category. Because that shit's fucked up.
A teenager.
That shit is fucked up.
No, it got me. So it's actually funny because this morning I've been listening to, on YouTube they have these videos and it's just this guy like talking. I don't know if he's doing lectures or whatever and then they put music behind it. Mm-hmm. But his name is Alan Watts. Uh-huh. And he was talking about like, there's a couple of different ones I've been listening to. So one was, are you ready to wake up? Mm. And it was like, kind of on the same spectrum, but different. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember it because I haven't heard the words since this morning and I really need to play it. And it's getting mixed up with the other one that's exploring your dark side, which is like, you know, taking time to be selfish, mm-hmm. and like fully live in that. Mm. Like he was basically saying, if you're going to bring something up and explore it, yeah. You need to explore it to its fullest extent. Mm. Like a lot, you're falling short on things because you're not going all the way.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be selfish, mm-hmm. you need to go all the way and be 100% selfish in order to get the things that you need to get out of that experience. Mm-hmm. I was just laying there like, damn.
That reminds me of like all the Headspace commercials. Mm-hmm. And Headspace, if you don't know, is a mindfulness.
Oh, it's okay. It's late,
it's
y'all.
It's a mindfulness/meditation app. Mm-hmm. And so on the commercial, it's like when you are meditating, all thoughts are relevant thoughts. Mm-hmm. And the act of trying to push a thought away or punish it or deem it as negative throws you out of that mindfulness. So on the app, on the ad, the other thing that starts with an A, on the advertisement, there's like a thought bubble. And in the thought bubble, the person has on like a mask, like almost like they're about to rob somebody.
Yeah.
And the person with the thought bubble has a pleasant smile on their face, just thinking about it. And I think that that's really cool, or not cool, but interesting. The idea of being 100% fully human.
Right.
Because everything is a part of the experience, not just what society tells you is right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stepping into that mindfulness, stepping into you and that like manifesting process is not just about the things that are deemed correct by society standards, but accepting everything and then taking that energy and putting it into something positive. Right. Not going halfway. So that's really cool that you found that on that YouTube post.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the other, because he was getting really deep. There was another part where he was like, so trigger warning for some people, but he was saying like, at some point in life, you should think about death. Like,
yeah.
What it's like.
Yeah.
To not, like, what is it going to be like if I do not wake up? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Once again, if you're going to think about things, think about it to the fullest.
It's a part of life.
Yeah.
Everything that lives must die, period.
Right. And he was, like, saying, like, how things relate to something else. And I think he was like, life means that death is coming or whatever.
Yeah.
But then he flipped it and it was like, but death means that life you've took lived. Place as
damn,
well.
Nigga. Sorry.
Y'all go check him out. Check him out. There's a bunch of different, I don't know who he is. I don't know what he does, but I know that people have taken his words and put it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And they've put music behind it because there's a different one that I've
so
been
he's like
at.
An actual professor.
I have no idea. All I know is so
he's spitting on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll tell you how. So how I found him was when I was taking all of the tests on those. Remember we were doing all those tests, those soulmate tests.
Yeah.
And then this we were doing a normal like YouTube or whatever, and then this one thing came up. And it was like, what's a soulmate or whatever. And it's literally, when you click on it, it's like, it has a song background, and then it has somebody explaining what's a soulmate on it. Mm-hmm. And then it brings you into, like, a deeper hole of YouTube where it's a bunch of different deep sayings with music underneath it. And I wanted to use a couple of different ones for, like, dance pieces and stuff. And then I was listening to one this morning to use inspiration for something I wrote again. And I fell upon that other thing. Stuff, but it's real crazy. Check him out, Alan Watts. Some deep stuff.
Wow. Yeah, I was you know, YouTube, you go down the rabbit hole. But I was watching somebody, and they were talking about how everybody glorifies the idea of a soulmate. But not understanding what a soulmate actually means. It actually means that you all are tied. So when shit is good, it's good. When shit is bad, it's absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And to have like literally the other half of you tear you down or drag you down with them is not necessarily something that should be glorified.
And it doesn't always come in the form of romantic
correct.
Love either.
Correct.
But
it doesn't have to be
podcast.
Yeah. Your soulmate is not necessarily your romantic partner.
Correct.
But I think a lot of things, everything is so damn sensitive. Like we live in this weird place where we have everything is censored. But at the same thing, there are so many weird things that are glorified. And there's really no balance.
It's not. It's
damn. Come
it's
on.
So
come back, friend.
No. Because that just reminded me of, you know, I work at a bookstore and we have this display of banned books.
Mm.
Banned books.
Banned where?
In schools.
Like, why?
One of the books that are banned? The Hunger Games.
Banning ideas.
The Hunger Games is a banned book.
That shit is crazy.
Because she's, you know, fighting for some, she's taking over or whatever. They don't want us to fight back.
They don't want you to get ideas in your head about what you are capable of.
Banned books for, you know, racial slurs that
they
are
don't
important
want you
staples in, you know,
to get ideas
yes,
about what you
they
are
have
capable
banned
of.
Dr. Seuss books. Mm. Even
Dr. Seuss was a racist.
He was,
nigga,
but
them books hit.
It's the thing though that what makes it so frustrating to me is like as an artist,
yeah,
this is my art, this is my expression.
Mm-hmm.
Not, just because I'm making it, I'm not necessarily making that shit for you.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
everything
yeah.
is for everybody. And if you don't like it, put it back on the shelf. And keep it pushing.
Hold on, pause. I made that shit for me. It ain't
right.
got nothing to do with you.
Not I'm not saying everybody be out here you. Making shit to offend people.
Correct.
But also, like, this is stuff that exists for a reason. And people are mm-hmm. meant to think and explore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what mm-hmm. art allows us to do.
Correct.
And they're trying to prevent that. And the fact that these are banned in schools make it worse because this is where these things need to be talked about and discussed.
That's when your brain is developing
right.
the most is at
but they're
that
trying
age.
To, they're trying to stop that.
They are trying to stop you from getting the idea about what you are actually capable of. Like really, really think about that somebody is actually out here
mm-hmm.
trying to plant their own beliefs and ideals inside of your brain so that you as an individual don't know
but
what
this
you're
is
capable
why I'm
of
struggling with life and the point and the meaning because Jaylen this is why I'm struggling because I don't get it. Like, why do you care? Mind your business and do you and let me do me.
That's not
this
the
is
way
why
humans
I be struggling
work.
So
this
much
not the way society
to this
works.
Is why I be struggling so much, like fighting so hard to not just settle because I am not meant for that. Not everybody is meant to live the same damn life. Y'all ain't happy.
Y'all out here trying to convince other people to be unhappy. Like, that's crazy. That's wild.
I don't want that.
I'm not interested in being.
We've said this a billion
like
times.
You.
I'd rather live in a box.
Correct.
And dance.
Say it again, friend.
I said I'd rather live in a box
yep.
like Squidward
Hell
from SpongeBob.
Yeah. They was having a good ass time in that box and Squidward was the fuck pissed trying to figure out what was happening in that box. I'm living
this stuff
my life.
Not, it's not, you know, I thank God for the stuff that I've gotten,
mm-hmm.
you know, very grateful, but it's not worth it. And I had this discussion with somebody at work too the other day. I can't remember how it came up, but we were talking about money and I guess we were talking about a customer or something, and like they were talking about their value of money and how it's so crazy, mm. how like attached people are. Oh, that just reminded me of something else that Alan said. But my answer to the discussion with the coworker was like, that's not like, unfortunately, money is something I have to care about, but that's not my life. That's not my reason for living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which comes to another saying that I say all the time. Y'all out here trying to survive, but I don't see no point in surviving if I'm not living. It just don't make sense
it
to me.
It don't compute.
But getting back to what I remembered from
good old Alan.
Alan
okay.
Watts.
Okay,
he
Alan.
Was saying, it's so funny. You go to like a grocery store or something,
mm-hmm.
and you get all your groceries, you know, mm-hmm. you have a cart full of groceries. You get to the cashier, you check out, and you get so upset because you have to give away this paper to this person.
Mm.
But you're not thinking about all the stuff you got in exchange to nourish your body. But you're still upset because you had to give away this True. Paper because it had True. They put this value True. On it.
I went to Trader Joe's but the other day.
But you don't think about all the value that you got in your cart.
Wow. That somebody else doesn't even have the ability
right.
to get. Yeah, I was in the car, and you know how they have, there's like always people on the, you know, the sides of the street with the signs and like mm-hmm. asking for money, asking for help. And I just, there's a YouTube channel called Soft White Underbelly, and they interview different like homeless people. Most of those people wind up being addicts. And I think I've talked about this before. They wind up being addicts, but I don't think it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. I think it's by happenstance and just their circumstances and the events that they've been through in life. But I always think about how when they come to my car window, how do they perceive me telling them no versus how I perceive them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think I'm like, damn, like they're probably looking at me like this bitch got money and she's telling me no, just like every other person who has told them no right. before. But then that's also my view of them thinking about me.
Right.
Not necessarily who they are as a human being.
Yeah.
And you know what breaks that down?
I gotta have you listen to this dude.
Money, my dude. That's crazy. I gotta have you
listen to this dude because he says something like that too. Not specifically like that, but he was talking about perception of yeah. other people and stuff like that.
The perception of other people is always inaccurate because it comes from you.
I don't know what the fuck people
say. Reality is not even reality because there's no reality because everybody has different experiences and your story can only come from one point of view. No matter who you talk to, whatever you write down is still tainted because it is coming through you.
Right.
This whole shit is the fucking Matrix. And I've said this before on this channel. All of this shit is not real.
Which is exactly why I have no interest.
We should have had a camera because your face when you said that just now was hilarious. Which is exactly why I have no interest.
I don't.
Not at
not
all.
Saying I'm trying to, you know. Peace up out of here.
No, I am. Well, no, not the
not
whole
in
thing.
That way.
I'm trying to be
I'm
on an island.
Saying,
but.
Like, see, this is what they were. I feel like we're all off the rails, but it's a
we
lot coming
on the rails.
To mind.
Ideals.
I'm just saying,
it's fake.
People thought Left Eye was crazy. She knew what she was doing out in the woods. She wanted to be alone.
She did know, but it didn't work out. Too
it didn't.
Well for
it
her.
Didn't.
It did
but
not
it's
work
just,
out well.
It's just like, what is all this shit?
Fake.
Who made this shit up?
We did. Fake.
Of all the things.
Like
of all the things.
I'm looking at this
of
apartment.
All the possibilities.
Like,
of all the capabilities of people. This is why I don't like people. Because we could be so great.
And yet we choose.
But they don't want it.
As a whole. To compete against.
I don't like people because I love people.
But then if we didn't have the competition, then what would it be?
Mm-mm.
Right. It's like, it's a blubber nuggets. Like,
stop.
It's a double-edged sword. That's how you talk.
Yeah.
That's how you speak English.
Getting back to the question, which was, do we ever reach our ideals? My immediate, when I read it, my immediate reaction wasn't no. It was like, damn, why not? Mm. Why not? And I think that's why art is so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives you the opportunity to get as close as possible.
Mm, to reach for your imagination.
Right. Like, when you think about the elements that go into making a film, starting from a from words and paper.
Damn.
I think I've discovered that I really have a care for words.
I've been saying this for the last 10 podcasts. That's besides the point.
But like, no, because it's like, I mean, I've known that, but it's like a full evolution thing.
Yeah.
Because like before I did the whole word collections and poetry, when I was a little child.
When you were
I used to write child. Songs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like to write songs, but it's always something about you have a blank anything, even with dancing. And this is what I wrote about when I had to do my essay for college.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about like an empty room, an empty studio, and how that turns into something else with what you create with the movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with the words. You start with an empty page, and then you add the words, and then people take those words, and those words turn into visual art and movies and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then that becomes something that people are watching and reacting to, and it can spark something in them, and then they have the ability to make something else, and that all started from nothing, you know?
Yes.
That shit is amazing. It really is. It's like so beautiful. Like songs, that starts from silence.
Yeah.
You ever really listen to a song? Like, Jalen's cracking up, but I'm trying to break it down for y'all because she already understands.
Yeah, I'm just like, laughing because it's funny. Because
for me, like, music is one of the most beautiful things to ever be created. I love music. And when you really sit and listen to a song, the different layers. And I'm not even talking about the lyrics. That's a whole different thing.
That instrumentation, you mean.
But the layers and the way they come in. Mm-hmm. Did you listen to that thing I sent you when it was like Michael Jackson Thriller?
Yeah.
And it was the this is what I'm saying. These people are making this stuff.
Yeah.
It's just so amazing. We have
infinite
the ability to do so many things, and it's like if you want to do something, do that shit for real. Do that shit, and I'm talking to myself too.
Oh yeah, me too.
It's really wild. If y'all don't get anything else from any of these podcasts,
just do it. Like.
If y'all don't get anything else, I just want y'all to, like, know that, like, just you alone, you have so much capability and power, you know? And you have dreams. Don't let a single soul take a dream away from you. Because I say this all the time, there's not another soul in this world that has to live your life but you. So don't let other people tell you how to live that life.
There's also no one who has the abilities that you do. There's no one on this, literally no one on this earth who can be who you are. Even if you had a fucking twin, they are not you.
That's the whole point.
And your energy is your energy, and it was put on this earth for a purpose.
Yes.
And the idea that your energy was brought into this earth and doesn't contribute anything is a lie. It's a lie that society has told you. You were not put on this earth to work for so-and-so bumblefuck.
Right.
You were put on this earth to be great, point blank, period. Right. That goes for everyone. This 8-hour workday.
If they need to replace you, they will.
Period. So and they will not give a damn. They will not give a fuck at all. They will in an instant, in a heartbeat. I'm talking about, I don't want to take no vacation days because who's going to cover me? They don't give a damn. They would leave you. They would leave you with all of their work, all right. of their hours, right. whatever it is you do in life. Your coworker would leave instantly. Your boss, instantly. Everyone would leave you right there looking stupid, trying to hold up some construct of life that don't mean shit.
Right.
Go have a duck farm or something. Go fucking raise some lambs. Go kayaking in Hawaii.
Right.
Fucking go climb Mount Everest. Like, do something that means fucking something.
That's what I'm saying.
Not sitting in that damn cubicle. Fuck them days off, nigga. I'm trying to live my life. I just got really upset.
No, I understand.
I'm back.
I understand. But that's what I'm saying. So let me leave y'all with this.
All right.
Do we ever reach our ideals? Why not? You try it. You find out. But go ahead and figure that out and try it and keep working at it to its fullest potential. And that's all we got for y'all this week.
Follow us on Twitter. respond to the question on Twitter. Comment under our Instagram posts. Thank y'all for listening.
All right.
We out here.